Hi, I'm Russell Hall, and I want to take you around a non-league ground. Now, just before Christmas, I dug my cab out of the Kent snow and headed north, to Southport, would you believe? Getting up there's a bit of a doddle, as it's M1, M6, come off at junction 26 onto the M58, sling a right onto the A570 and go through Ormskirk. Keep on the Scarra's Brick New Road, heading towards Southport and turn right into Hague Avenue, and you can't miss the ground on the right. Hague Avenue has a smart looking grandstand which can easily handle 1800 fans. The stand was built in 1968 and straddles the halfway line, you know the sort I mean. There's a couple of windshields on either side of that grandstand and some sort of weird looking floodlights on its roof. The rest of the stadium is comprised of the Jack Carr Terrace behind one goal, named after the former director of the club, which is also known as the Scarra's Brick End. This is for the home supporters and can house just over 900 fans. Opposite is the Blowich End, a small open terrace, a real treat this time of year, which is allocated to the away fans. The Sandgrounders were formed in 1881 as Southport Central from a bunch of rugby players. In 1921 they became a football league club and even became the old Division 4 champions in 1973 until they finally got relegated to the non-league football in 1978. And in the 1960s, Dave Allen will be pleased to know, Billy Bingham was the manager before he took the post of the Northern Ireland national team. In 1998, they reached Wembley in the FA Cup final, just missing out on victory to Cheltenham Town 1-0. Average attendance last season was just over 900, but back in 1932, in the FA Cup 6th round tie against Newcastle, over 20,000 squeezed into Hague Avenue, which is a record that will take some beating. Pre and post match, you'll find me in the grandstand bar, drinking a pint or two of real ale called Grandstand Gold, which is situated behind, wait for it, the grandstand. Seating in the grandstand will set you back £12.50, concessions are £8.50, and it's a bit cheaper if you want to stretch your legs. And let's not forget that the under-11s are free, with an adult, plus, if you want to know who's who, then lash out 50 bob for a well-stocked programme. There are a number of Premier League sides surrounding Blue Square Bet, Prem side Southport, so why not give the overpaid mercenaries a wide berth one Saturday and get stuck into a bit of proper non-league football, i.e. tomorrow night they're playing Wrexham Town. After all, it's cheap, it's cheerful, it's fun, it's grassroots, it's non-league. I'm up north and I want to see it out.